Oh, you're awake. Okay, I'm gonna need you not to panic. So we're on a cargo plane? No, do not take off that mask. Because if you do, you will get hypoxia in less than a minute. Yeah. So the original plan didn't pan out at all. I was getting to that. So we're on a Russian military cargo plane. Not flying to America. We are actually I'm not sure exactly where we're going to be landing in Russia. But there was a problem at the airport, and not everything went according to plan. Yes, the last thing you remember me was me sedating you, because the idea was to smuggle you through cargo, and the first part of it went completely fine. You got through cargo, not a problem, no issues there. There were issues when we were trying to get you on the plane, and how do I put this? Yes. We were basically made. We were made basically the second I walked into the airport, security cross-referenced. Yep, my face, and that was about it. So I didn't kill anyone. We basically ran, collected you in your box, which, by the way, no, the box was very heavy. You were light as, I wish I could have pulled you out of the box, but that was not part of what I could do. So I basically did a whole, 30-minute rigmarole chase through the airport, wheeling you around unconscious in a box. Got onto the tarmac, to a security door, punched a dude down a flight of stairs, got stabbed in the leg. It's fine, though. I'm basically patched that up. And then through a series of diversions, i.e. setting off the fire suppression all throughout the airport, got you on a Russian military plane. Yes. Well, how do I put this? No. We're basically fine until we land. Yeah. Once we land, there'll be some real problems. Namely, we're not on the manifest, so that's going to raise a lot of red flags. We're not Russian military personnel, so that's going to be a real, real problem. I don't speak Russian at all. I know you speak some passable amounts of Russian, so that's why I'm not as worried, but we are way closer to people who want to get... Yes. You know, we basically flew in the direction of where people are trying to kill us. I'm super aware of that. Didn't really have a lot of options, though. Needed to get you... I understand the plan was to get out of Europe and go to America. And that was the whole idea, that once the closer we are to America, the safer we'd be. Okay, maybe I do deserve that, sure. This plan... If you had a better solution, I would love to have heard it. Okay, maybe next time we'll try that, you know? Maybe next time we will, you know, take a boat. Because there was no way I could get you across the channel. We could have tried, but listen, we had bad luck on trains. We weren't going to take a train again. Yes, since the explosion, I am not comfortable getting back on a train. We're not taking a train out of Russia. That's lunacy. And go where? Back to Europe? That's not the move. Well, then I would love to... No. What if we go south? Into China. By way of Russia. Fair. It's not the best plan in the world, because we'd be sneaking through two very secure international borders without using our real names, and with our really poorly... No. These fake passports are super poorly doctored. I think that's how I got dinged. Yeah, I don't... We're gonna need... Do you know anyone in... No. We're not gonna go see your ex-boyfriend in Moscow. No. I don't care if he's a Russian oil magnet tycoon. He is the last person we need to ask for help right now. If you want to go see Petrov, you're more than welcome to see Petrov. But where you go, I follow. Yeah, so if you... But I don't... Can you trust him? Well, I mean, the last time you were together, he left you in Ibiza. No. He left you in Ibiza for no good reason. For no good reason. He just bailed on you in Ibiza. I understand, but I just don't think that's someone who's, I don't know, reliable. Alright, well, I mean, I guess none of this matters until we figure out where we're landing. I hope we're not landing in Moscow. God help me if we're landing in Moscow. St. Petersburg would be better. No. We'll go see him. If we land in Moscow, which the rate my luck is going, of course we're going to land in Moscow. We'll go see him, and maybe he can help. But if he suggests we get back on a train, I'm done with trains, all right? Yes, the last train I went on almost killed me. That is a very fair reason. Yeah. I think almost dying on a train is a good reason to not want to be back on trains again. I'd sooner drive across the border. Well, maybe he can lend me one of his 1 million cars and we can drive. I just think he's kind of stuck up. Any guy who, when you say his name, you have to attach blank magnet to it, I think is kind of, I don't know, just not a kind of guy that I think you should be with. No, I think you need to be with someone who's real and has, like, you know, and not someone who's just vapid and shitty. No, I don't. The man wears an ascot, all right? He wears an ascot all the time. And it's... Okay, no, it's fine. My goal is not to make you upset, because the more you hyperventilate, the more oxygen we're going to eat up, and we basically have 3 more hours left before we start suffering from hypoxia, so hopefully the plane will be landed by then. Yeah. And you thought the scuba tanks were ridiculous. I agree. This is not the I told you so moment. Oh, ow. Yes, that's where I... Yeah, there it is. I mean, good news. It went clean through. Bad news is it was a lot of blood, so they probably are getting a DNA sample of me, and I'm definitely going to be top 7 for Interpol moving forward. Yes. I hope the dude I punched down the stairs was fine, because he was just doing his job. I know. I'm tired of being on the run, too. I just want this to be over for you. No, it's not about me, it's about you. I just want this to be over for you. I don't want to have you running anymore. I want you to be able to be in one place and not have to have bulletproof windows. Not have to have a bomb-proof safe room. Just... Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I wish you had someone better. Protecting you, yeah. I'm not bad. I'm okay at my job. I'm just, there are better people. There are much better professionals, people who disappear and reappear in the world at whim, who I'm a bodyguard. I'm not an assassin. I'm not a spy. Like, stuff we're doing is well above my pay grade. But everything I'm doing, I'm just trying to keep you alive to the best of my ability. End of the day, that's all that matters to me. That's all that's ever mattered to me. Yeah. Try to relax. The more relaxed we are, the less oxygen we'll consume. The better we'll be. Yeah, come here. You can lay against me. It's gonna be alright. I promise.